Hello and welcome to the Fire Everything podcast. We're back after 2 week hiatus. My name's Nate.
I'm Paul. Sam.
Oh, jinx, you guys owe each other a soda.
Oh, damn. Well, Sam, we'll just have to buy.
I think I owe Paul more than a soda at this point. I think it's a little more than that.
We're here to talk about video games in our new condensed format. This is going to go a little quicker. Probably a little bit more fun, I think, too. What have you been playing?
Since the hiatus, I have played and beaten Infamous, you know.
Well, we have to do a spoiler cast for that eventually.
We shall indeed. I played and beat Infamous. I got the Platinum Trophy for it because it's insanely easy.
I haven't beat it on Evil yet, so don't spoil that.
It's not really that much different. It's
okay.
We got to do a spoiler cast on it, but I'm not disappointed in the game, but I do wish
the story didn't go where you were hoping it would, huh?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I will just say that it feels like there's a missing third act.
Yep.
It feels like there was meant to be much more fluff after you meet the second good. And I won't spoil anything, but there are other conduits you meet in the game, and there's a second super-powered conduit whose power you get.
Yeah.
And I don't want to spoil it, because it's really, really fucking cool.
It is.
But it felt like there was meant to be another character that you meet after that, or maybe just another section of the game after that, but it wraps itself up pretty quickly after that, and I was a little disappointed by that.
It is not a long game. It's definitely the shortest Infamous game. Really is.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff to do still, which is cool. Like, I still put a good amount of hours in.
I don't really think there is a lot of stuff to do because I was able to platinum it so quick. And, like, once I got the platinum, what is my encouragement to go play the game?
Have you been playing Paper Trail?
I did the first bit of it, but I haven't revisited it.
Oh, I've done it all. It's pretty cool.
Damn. Okay, well, I mean, I'll definitely go back and check out Paper Trail, but
it's interesting. It's, like, basically it's telling you the story of, like, how corrupt DUP actually is.
Mm.
And there's something it's leading up to that I'm not going to spoil, but I have a feeling when this thing ends, it's going to blow people's minds. Unless they already know, because some people aren't normally that stupid. But anyway, what have you been playing?
Sam.
Well, I mean, like I said, I took a little bit of a break from Dark Souls 2, but I mean, I can't get my hands out of that for too long. But other than that, I went back to play some free-to-play games on my PC, so I've been playing a lot of Warframe, got Star Conflict running on my PC again today. I forgot how much fun I had with that game back in the day. Although, one thing that I will say is that when you leave an MMO and come back, it might be fun for a few seconds, but you begin to remember the reasons you left, that's for sure.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
So, just a little bit of everything lately.
I've actually gotten into Hearthstone because the Battle.net released their new, like, launcher app, which I actually really enjoy. You know, it allows you to just boot it up and then, you know, you get Diablo, World of Warcraft, StarCraft, and Hearthstone in it. And it's really convenient because now I don't have to log into each game individually. Now I don't have to load up each game's launcher to update them. I can just load up Battle.net and it's all, you know, so I enjoy it a lot. So I'm checking out Hearthstone. It's actually pretty good for a free-to-play game. And it's one of those games that you really actually don't have to pay to be, you know, not like, you know, badass, but like successful at, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of happy about that. What have you been playing, Nate?
So I beat Infamous, and then I got an old friend called me, and he's like, "Hey, you got a PS4, right?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Buy this game with me." And I'm going to pronounce the name of this game, and you guys are going to laugh. It's called Dynasty Warriors 8 Extreme Legends Complete Edition.
Extreme Legends Complete Edition.
Yeah, and I bought it because I had some extra money. And believe it or not, and you guys can call me whatever you want, but I am having so much fucking fun just running around in that game, hacking and slashing people.
Can I just say how fucked up it is that they thought it was important to mention that there is a complete edition.
Well, this is the complete edition of Dynasty Warriors.
It comes with all the skins and bikinis.
Dynasty Warriors 8 came out last year. No, there's no bikinis in Dynasty Warriors. That's Samurai Warriors.
It's a joke.
But yeah, this adds a bunch of new missions. That's why it adds a whole new campaign for like the main bad guy or whatever. But it's actually hella fun. Like, it's kind of interesting. I'm not gonna get too much into it. But like, I've actually had like way more fun with that game than I ever thought I would. Cause like, when he's not online, I got bored one day and I had the day off work, and I was just like, oh, I'll try the campaign. And I got on the first campaign where you play as like this blue team, and the blue team like was formed when like this rebellion happened, and they ended up getting this guy who tried to take over the world. I don't know. It's like crazy ass Chinese like mythology and whatnot, or not mythology, like, but what's the time? The feudal Japan type of era, but like in China. It's pretty cool.
So, like, would you venture to say that it's like feudal China?
Yeah, that's probably what I don't know what to say. But I mean, it's actually fun. Like, I hate to say it, but I'm actually really enjoying it.
Well, I mean, sometimes, like, I know, like, you're expecting me to make fun of you, but I mean, sometimes mindless slashing games like that can just be fun. And so while I would never buy that game, I can understand your...
Like, I'm addicted to it. Like, last night, I beat the blue campaign, and then me and my friend got all the stars. And then I beat the red campaign, and then me and my friend are going to get all the stars for that tonight. I don't know. It's just fun. Like, I like playing it. It's interesting. Like, sure, the voice acting's terrible, and the gameplay is repetitive, but it's still fun. Other than that, I played the Mercenary Kings game, the one we got for free.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. I don't know. I'm kind of frustrated with it. It's, like, really freaking hard. And it's very grindy.
So. I haven't played it, so I wasn't really interested, to be honest.
It's free, so I try all the free games.
You're talking about the PlayStation Plus on PS4, that game? That's the game? Mercenary, right on.
Okay. And the game releases for this week, for this week and last week, because we weren't here last week, are The Elder Scrolls Online.
Yay!
MLB The Show for PS3, not PS4.
Yeah.
Something called Ragnarok Odyssey Ace.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. That's last week. And then this week is Titanfall for Xbox 360.
About time.
Xbox One's killer app, Kinect Sports Rivals.
Oh, yes. Obviously. Real excited about that.
Final Fantasy XIV. I think that's 13, 14. A Realm Reborn for PS4. Lego The Hobbit.
That shit came out? I had no idea that came out.
Yeah, it came out this week. It comes out tomorrow, but...
That's so stupid. I wish they would have waited for all three movies to come out.
Well, I actually have something I just found in the news. The third movie will be DLC, so...
That's fucking stupid. Why didn't they just wait?
Because money. And then the final game that came out this week is called Disney Magical World for Nintendo 3DS, which I know we'll all be running out and buying.
I mean, I love me some Disney right now.
I mean, I don't have a 3DS, and I don't think any of us do. we'll get into the news. So,
yeah, let's get into the news.
In the first news story is EA Origin is no longer doing physical of anything. Nothing physical.
Oh, damn. Because I understood why they did this. I do. But it was at the same time, it was just like, if I'm going to order a physical copy of a game, I'm going to use Amazon. Just
yeah.
Like, why would I use I've bought a couple things off of Origin digitally, but why would I order a physical copy through Origin?
That'd be like buying a physical copy of a PC game through Steam.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I don't really understand the point of buying physical PC games anymore, to be completely honest, but that's me. Like, I don't buy physical PC games. Like, if I was going to buy that SimCity expansion, which I thought about the other day, and then I got on SimCity and I realized why I don't like this game, because I played for like an hour and I was like, oh, wow, cool, now I have to build a whole other fucking city and send oil from this city to that city, and now I'm fucked.
The only reason I would buy a physical PC game is the same reason why I would buy a digital PC game, which is that if it's priced lower. And so, like, if, like, for example, when I bought SimCity, I bought it like 2 weeks after it launched, and Best Buy had a deal where it was only $40. And so I went out of my way to go to a Best Buy to get it at a cheaper price, because if I would have bought it on Origin, it would have been full price, you know? And so, and then the same thing. It's like I buy a lot of cheap Steam games because they're on sale. I'm just gonna do what's more cost effective. If it's a game that I'm getting at launch regardless, I'll probably download it just because I'll be able to play it on Steam like at 9 o'clock that night. So, which is always convenient.
That was the cool thing about Titanfall, is I found that way to hack it and I got to play it early. That was the one cool thing about buying digital with that game, but at the same time, like I still don't think I'll ever do that. I just don't. I don't know. I'm not a PC gamer anymore. I just don't like it. And Origin, like, while it's gotten better, I still just like hate having like some games on Origin and then some games on freaking Steam. It's like, ah, come on. Like, it's just. I don't know why that's frustrating to me. Is that frustrating to you?
I mean, not particularly anymore. I mean, to be honest, I don't. There's so few games on Origin that it doesn't really matter that much. I mean, like, what games in Origin do you really ever play
Well,
often?
watch when like the new Dragon Age that you guys are excited about or Mass Effect come out, and you're like, fuck, I can't play it.
That's true. I am excited for Dragon Age.
You guys are both excited for it, wherever Sam went.
He's right here.
I'm super excited about it. I'm right here.
Okay. He was quiet.
You didn't say anything wrong. I
Okay.
haven't had to correct you yet.
Okay. But like it, I me personally, I'm like, fuck, like maybe I want to play like, Counter-Strike, but like then I want to play Battlefield or something. Granted, I want Battlefield on PC, but like I have to go on two different services. That's sort of stupid. Like I wish, like there was a way that Origin could settle their differences with Steam and be like, oh hey, you play your Origin games on Steam, and like, did they make money off Origin? That's more that I don't get it. Like why? It's just stupid to me.
I mean, I think they do make money off of Origin. I think the more you see Origin updates, just the more it's like Steam. It's like recently they started doing these cheap little deals, and they actually were giving away, I don't think it's anymore, but last weekend they were giving away Dead Space. Anyone who had Origin could just download Dead Space, which is pretty
Once
cool.
you downloaded it, it was part of your it's part of your library forever. You can download it again and again and again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
So
saw that. They gave
it.
away Dead Space. When did they give that away? Yes, last week?
I
I
think it
think it's still going
was.
on.
Oh, it might be. I have no idea. I
I
don't.
got a notification when I logged in today about it.
Okay. Anything else? Are we good?
I mean, yeah. As far as that, yeah. I think we're
Okay.
good.
So remember how Amy Henning left Naughty Dog? They kicked her out. Like, get the fuck
Yes.
out.
I
Well,
do
now
recall.
she's working for a company called Visceral. You know what Visceral's working on?
Star Wars.
Yeah, that was a good
No.
guess because it's true. She's working on a
Oh.
Star Wars game.
Probably because I was looking at the article.
Oh, maybe,
I had a little, had some help. So is it
But
an unannounced Star Wars game?
yeah, unannounced Star Wars game.
I think
Visceral
it's
was
an.
the company who made Dead Space, so.
Right on.
They also made Dante's Inferno.
Yes, I believe that they did. And I love the Dead Space series, so I mean, I would love to see what they do with Star Wars, because I was talking to Sam recently. There are no freaking Star Wars games that are even worth mentioning. It's just like, ugh, I need Star Wars. I'm such a big Star Wars nerd. I need that back in
I
my
have a
life.
feeling E3 we're actually gonna see some Star Wars stuff for next gen. I'm pretty positive. Maybe we'll see some Battlefront gameplay. Maybe,
Fuck yeah, obviously we're gonna see some Battlefront. If we don't see Battlefront gameplay, I'm gonna be really mad.
Well, yeah, I think that I'm not as optimistic about Battlefront gameplay as you guys are. I think that we might see other announced Star Wars products, but I don't know if we're gonna see Battlefront like a lot of gameplay.
I think we'll
Like
see
I
like at least like one battle, kind of like what they did when Battlefield got first announced. We'll see like a battle or a single player level or something. It's gonna be first person now, I have a feeling.
I really hope it's not, but yeah.
If it's true to the old game, you'll be able to switch.
Yeah, you could switch,
That's
and then
true.
first person will look ugly as hell.
Well, no, I think you're probably right. They're gonna do the third person or the first person, and that's gonna probably be the main view. They may give you the option though. I mean, regardless, I'm gonna fucking play it.
Yeah.
But you know, damn. Sure.
All right.
So moving on.
Well, hopefully she wish her the best of luck because she's a great storyteller. So maybe it'll be a cool give us a nice cool Star Wars story that's not Force Unleashed 2. That story sucks.
God, I'm still waiting for a game that plays like the Force Unleashed, but is just about Luke. That would be so cool.
It would be pretty cool.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe we'll see it someday. You never know. Hopefully, with the new movies, we'll see like good movie games. We can hope, right?
That's never gonna happen.
Some of the best games that are based on movies were based on Star Wars. So we can hope.
That's a good little thing to know. Yeah. So moving on. I don't know about you guys, but I think it was Thursday night at midnight. Mario Kart embargoes went up, and you got to see a lot of gameplay of Mario Kart 8. And this game looks fucking amazing. This is the reason to own a Wii U, if there is a reason.
There isn't, so...
No, but I mean, like...
Now there's one reason.
You seen the video of the Rainbow Road on N64 versus the Rainbow Road in this game yet?
Wow, the fact that they're even comparing it to the N64 and not, like, the last console is just, like, you're not even playing a fair game.
Because the Wii version of Mario Kart was not very good. The best Mario Kart everyone.
No, I know, Nate, but I think what Paul's point is that like if your games have been so unmemorable over the last 10 years that you have to harken back to a console that's so outdated that nobody can find it.
In order to make it look good, you know.
Well, no, the game looks good. I'm just saying that it's the same track. They're showing what the difference is in the track is what they're showing, that it's the same track. That was the whole point of the video, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I'm stoked for it because it looks a lot like Mario Kart 64, and that was like one of my favorite games as a kid. Like, I don't think I played any game more than Mario Kart 64 as a kid. I honestly can't think of any game I did.
I end up getting really aggravated when I play Mario Kart, so I can't.
Dude, kart racers are like probably my favorite. That's why I got so addicted to Mod Nation. I put 200 hours in Mod Nation Racers.
I love the shit out of Mod Nation Racers, but I just Mario Kart drives me insane.
Really?
So, probably the closest thing to Mario Kart that I really played when I was a kid was Diddy Kong Racing.
I'm surprised they haven't brought that back.
Because why would they bring another kart racer to compete with their own kart racer?
But they had two kart racers on N64.
That's because back then, Diddy Kong Racing wasn't strictly licensed by Nintendo. It was still owned by Rare, which was its own independent company at that point.
Good call, Sam. Look, dropping the knowledge.
Bam, 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 bam.
Go fuck yourself.
But like, I still think this game looks pretty cool. Like, I've decided this will be. I mean, I got that Mario game for Christmas, and I played through it, and it was fun. But I'm going to buy a Wii U game for myself in May, and that's Mario Kart 8.
It does. It looks pretty good. I'm looking at the images. It looks fun.
I've never had enough fun with Mario Kart to have any cause to buy Mario Kart.
Really?
I'd be happy to play it at someone's house. Or
I hate that the
I've never understood the appeal of Mario Kart, and I think it's just because I can't play it. I don't understand how gameplay works in that game.
I hate that the whole point of the screen is for a horn. Like, that's kind of dumb.
Well, like, you want to know why it's dumb? Because having a giant controller with a screen in it is fucking stupid. And so the game developers who were making Mario Kart were just like, well, what the fuck are we going to use this for? Well, I mean, we could use it as a horn. And that's their fucking innovation with it because it's fucking stupid. It's that giant screen only lends itself to very specific things in game that actually.
I think I might buy a pro controller. It's the controller that looks a lot like the
PlayStation 4
controller. Yeah, yeah, and it's for the Wii U. It's like $40, and it. I think I might get that for Mario Kart just because I have a feeling. Mario Kart is going to be my multiplayer game, just because that I love the shit on Mario Kart. I always loved
Smash Bros. Comes out at least.
And speaking of Smash Bros., we have a news story about that later on. But
fuck yeah,
I don't know. I'm super excited. I know you guys aren't, but I wanted to talk about it real quick just because it looks fucking amazing. And it's going to eat my life away because Mario Kart does that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Moving on. PS4 has some upcoming features.
Fuck yeah.
The rumor is the ability to, or what it is they're going to add a reputation system based on like user ratings and stuff. So if you're someone's a douchebag, you can give them a shitty rating. They're going to give you the ability to change your PlayStation username. The ability
to do that.
Appear invisible. So make it so people don't see you're online.
I'll do that in case you guys are on. So.
The ability to party chat. Ability to party chat with more than 8 people at a time.
I totally have more than 8 friends with PS4s.
I've been in a full party chat, and it gets pretty hectic with 8 people.
Yeah, I don't know why you would ever want to have more than 8. Like, maybe if you're, like, a really, really organized clan.
And then they want to add on-screen notifications for when your friends come online, because they don't already have that, which is really, really weird.
That is weird.
And then an advanced matchmaking system to help pair you with players that your skill level. So, seems like PSN's always getting better.
Yeah, these more PSN updates than they do necessarily PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Updates. So I would love to see more PlayStation 4 updates because I think it fucking needs it, because I think there is not enough features. We're still waiting on a more organized, because I haven't even gotten that many games, but the length of all these blocks that I have, you know, I could scroll forever to the right and forever to the left, and you know, I can't change the background, I can't even change the background color kind of thing.
It sucks because I bought a background on my PS3 and I wanted to, so I could use it on my PS4, and then I get my PS4 and I can't use the background I bought. I was like, really?
Well, I mean, you probably should have known that.
Because I don't know, man.
The UI was totally different.
I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Well, it's fine. I mean, another thing that pisses me off is HBO Go was supposed to be out last week.
And it's not?
And it's, well, I mean, it is for the PS3.
Yeah, I had no trouble.
Wait, it's not on PS4?
My PS3 last night, but yeah, I didn't see any traces of it on PS4. Maybe you have to dig for it, but it's certainly not on the front page.
It could get updated tomorrow. I did dig for it, and it's not there right now. So
I saw they put MLB TV on there, and I tried that out, and I was like, oh, cool, free baseball. And then the trial ended, and now I don't get free baseball anymore. But I have not. I got all excited. I was like, oh, I can watch free baseball, and then they turned it off. But, yeah. I didn't see the HBO Go thing anyway. But, I mean, I don't have HBO anyway, so I don't think I can watch.
Well, I mean, it's more than that. It's just, you know, there should be a variety of apps, is what I'm saying.
And yeah.
Currently, there isn't a variety of apps, you know.
And Hulu were on there at launch. That was the problem with Vita. Netflix
that's very
was not
true.
At launch.
I don't think that's a problem with Vita, because I think if you have Netflix and you can afford a PlayStation Vita, then you probably have a smartphone that you could also watch Netflix on. I don't really get the whole point of having Netflix or Hulu on a Vita. I don't think that really makes any sense. I think they just need to focus on letting it be a gaming thing, because everyone else has a cell phone, and I'm gonna use my cell phone for all of the normal things. I don't want to check my email on the PlayStation Vita. I don't want to fucking do that. What is the goddamn point of doing that?
Probably isn't.
Yeah, right. There's not really any optimization. There's not any optimization that can be offered by the Vita.
That's true.
There's not.
Okay.
So let's.
A lot of cool features, though. We'll see how that turns out when it's done and whatnot.
Do you know when those updates are coming?
No, those are just rumored updates that PlayStation's been talking about. We don't have like a date or a time.
But they were talking about them at the very least. These aren't just speculation. Okay, good.
No. We have a new Infamous patch coming out, which adds some interesting things. Okay. It's going to add the change. You can change the time of day, because once you beat the game, it's on good. It's always light. And once you beat the game on evil, it's always dark. So you'll be able to change that because people have been requesting that. The light kind of blinds you in that game, I've noticed.
I love the lighting system in that game, and I think when it blinds you, it's pretty interesting.
I wish it was dark all the time. I like darkness in that game.
I like when it's light out, but, you know.
I like when it rains, too.
Rain's fun.
You can turn the HUD on and off, so that's a thing.
That's cool. Right on.
Make it look pretty.
Now, this last detail, I don't fucking get it, but that's just me. You mind if I say it, Nate?
Go for it, man.
You can cap the frame rate at 30 frames per second, which makes no fucking sense to me.
People complain. I guess people can see 30 frames per second, and they can see what it dips up and down, and they complain. I don't know. Like, IGN was talking about this the other day. They're like, oh, how the hell do people see it? And it's like, some people have the eye for it, man.
No. I can see it, but I'm just saying is, like, what it's doing by capping 30 frames per second is I would say this game never gets below 25, even in the most stressful things. No. But, I mean, you know, but you can still tell when it slows down. But, like, when there's not a lot of action on, the game runs really smoothly. So why would you want to dull that down, you know, just for that, you know, those couple seconds of a bunch of shit is exploding, the frame rate's going to dip. You know, that doesn't make any sense to me. You know, that just...
Yeah, especially when it doesn't dip to the point that it's distracting.
It really doesn't. It'll dip to the point that my eye can catch it because I have a trained eye, like most of us here do. We can see when the frame rate's dipping, especially PC gamers, because we're like fucking OCD about that.
Well, yeah, that's like you spend all your money hoping that you can get that frame rate perfect.
Yeah. And so, like, I notice it, but it's not going to be like, wow, I wish I could just limit. Because there's at times where that game is running, you know, I'd say maybe 45 frames per second, and it looks fucking fantastic. So, I mean, yeah. I don't know. That's just,
I am constantly surprised how it manages to stay at around 45.
Yeah.
I just want to ask you guys a real quick question.
There are moments that it shouldn't be able to do that.
I want
to
ask you guys a real quick question about that game. Is that the best game you've ever, best looking game you've ever played in your entire life, or is it? Because I'm convinced there's no game, and I mean, I know I'm a PlayStation fanboy, but there's no game I've ever played that looks that good in all my life.
I don't know. To me, it still looks fantastic, but for me, when I played it, actually, it seemed worse than when I was just like watching shit online for it. So, like, I mean, I think there's a couple of cinematics that are like in game, and you could see that some of the textures are a little bit more low res, and so yeah, so up close you can kind of see those little details. So, like, and the thing you have to remember with this game is it's an open world game. So for an open world game, absolutely, this game looks fantastic. My dilemma is I'm trying to think of a game that looks better than it. And I think I've seen games that are better looking than it, but I haven't played games. You know what I mean? Like future games that are coming out. Mm-hmm. So, like, The Order, in my opinion, you know, looks way better than Infamous.
But I mean, I'm talking about games that are currently out is what I meant.
Yeah,
you know?
As far as games that are currently out, I think the only one that comes close is Killzone Shadowfall.
Yeah.
So.
And honestly, I feel like the animations in Infamous Second Son.
Way better.
Yeah, facial animations alone, let alone the mocap, I feel was done way better.
It's fantastic. It is fantastic.
The acting is amazing. While I will say that it's a shame that the story's as short as it is, I really was taken back by how much effort they put into getting the acting, like, really well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of emotion that they're able to portray with the level of mocap they were able to do. I don't know. I would say it's the prettiest game I've ever played. But, like Paul, I mean, there are games that are coming out that I've seen are much better at getting graphics right. Like, The Order is clearly better at getting the graphics down. But again, The Order isn't an open world game. You know?
I would say I have seen videos of Battlefield 4 running on an NVIDIA GTX 780. And that might be the best looking game that I've seen that is currently out. But, like, that obviously is it's that's ridiculous. You know, that fucking that graphics card.
That's the people that are able to run Crysis 3 on like the highest settings.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a realistic expectation.
Yeah, not for a console at the very least. So yeah. I'll definitely say it's the best looking console game out. Period.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, so. For sure. It's amazing. Like, I had a friend try and argue with me that Skyrim looks better, and I was like, no, you're wrong.
What the fuck is he talking about? Is he high?
He could be. There's a chance. He doesn't know. He, like, the only games that kid literally plays are StarCraft and Skyrim. That's it.
Skyrim looks pretty good when you download the high-resolution pack and, you know, some other...
Skyrim is not graphically very impressive.
It's not. It's really not. And animation-wise, it's even worse. Yeah. It's even worse.
They're still... I mean...
They've gotten better since Oblivion.
They still move like robots.
Yeah, games like that are... They're really starting to show their age. Like, I go back to the first... Like, I go back to Mass Effect 2 and Mass Effect 3 now. And when I compare it to games like Infamous, it's just really obvious how much that they're puppets.
Yeah, and not
they're just models, and like there isn't an actor actually inside there, like moving around and using that their actual animation.
Yeah,
yeah. So I don't know. Little things like that are becoming more and more evident as the technology gets better, and it's just harder to go back to games like that.
All right. Okay, let's continue. Tomorrow is Nintendo Direct, and it's a special Smash Bros. Nintendo Direct. So, what do you guys think they're gonna do? Release date? New characters? Knowing Nintendo's probably like, oh, we are happy to return one character from last game, and one new stage. And game come out in November.
Why did your Japanese accent slowly progress into a bad Eastern European accent?
That's my favorite accent to do, I guess. I don't know.
That was my exact same question. I was like, why is he making the Japanese Russian? Like,
I don't.
I get that he's Japanese, but why does he sound like Borat?
It's hard to do a Nintendo accent. They're like,
Nintendo accent.
A traditional Nintendo would save a Super Smash Brothers release date for E3, but they don't do E3 anymore. So, I mean, do they do a Nintendo Direct E3 presentation where they
release it? Yeah, they'll do that again. But, I mean, I think maybe this will be release date one. Maybe they'll release this one.
I honestly think they will wait to say the release date at E3. Because
then multiple characters then?
I think they'll maybe show off some multiple characters, maybe a new stage, maybe how they're incorporating the Wii U, something like that. But I think Nintendo really doesn't have a lot going for them right now. Smash Brothers is their game.
And well, and
Mario Kart.
The president's in trouble because his approval rating's gone down in the last 2 years. I think he's down at like a 60% approval rating.
That's the Wii U.
Or lower at this point, so...
The Wii U is just bad.
Ooh, you know what I bet it is? I bet they will show it off running on the 3DS.
They've already showed it off running on the 3DS in the commercial, didn't they?
Oh, did they? Oh, I thought they just pasted a, you know, the gameplay onto a 3DS screen. You know what I'm talking about?
No. I mean, if you're making a whole thing specifically for, like, that... I'm curious, what are you going to show that's so special that you couldn't just show us on the Smash Bros. Website?
I mean,
they're trying to be as secretive about it as possible because this is the only way that they can generate hype now.
This is a publicity stunt.
They don't have the resources to do anything more than this. This is all they have. All they can say is, oh, we're going to be talking about Smash Bros. This week. Tell everybody you know. Tell your neighbors, you know. Hopefully we'll generate some sort of response to this, you know. And I don't know. Can't wait for them to dissolve and become third party so I can get Smash Bros. On my PS4.
Ain't that the truth?
That's
only
so
matter
mean.
Of time now.
So
of course,
mean,
the next Smash Bros. Will be on the PS6, so.
At this fucking PS5.
It's true.
But we'll see. I mean, I'm sure we'll post about it tomorrow on our Facebook or something. So right interesting on. Stuff.
Cool beans. Did you guys see the Elder Scrolls launch trailer by any chance?
The one you posted? No, not yet.
It actually, I mean, just like all the other Elder Scrolls cinematics, it was amazing. What I can say about the actual game is that it's meh, but the cinematic. So if you like video game cinematics, go check it out. It's up on, I posted it on the Facebook today. It's pretty badass.
Too bad the game isn't.
Yeah, too bad you'll never be able to do any of the things that you see in the cinematic.
Yeah, that's kind of like how I love watching the trailers for World of Warcraft.
Yep.
Or yep. Like the trailers.
Or like Diablo. Remember the fucking trailers for the Old Republic? They were so good.
That reveal trailer with the Jedi and the Sith fighting in the Jedi Temple.
Oh my god.
I think that trailer was better than the entire prequel trilogy.
Yes, it was. That's just a fact. That's just a fact of life. But anyway,
dude, that Clone Wars show was good.
What you said I told you,
dude. I'm watching that shit now. That shit is.
What season? Are
you I'm in? Almost done with season two.
I'm almost done with season one. I stopped watching it after a while, but
it's still really good though.
Season one, it's not the worst season, but it's almost the worst season because it gets more mature as it goes on.
What's the worst season?
Six.
Okay.
Season six sucks is because they got canceled. And so they don't wrap like anything up and it pisses you off because there's so many fucking loose ends.
Well, like Ahsoka has to die. Eventually.
You'll see what happens. Okay. So, but dude, there's some fucking episodes in there. They are great Star Wars lore. It's just like,
I hear Liam Neeson comes back to voice Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yes, he does.
And
many times. Oh God.
I saw that. I'm on the one with the Mandalorian. It's hell interesting, but yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a little bit ahead the Mandalorians and stuff. I'm excited to get that far.
Season three and season four are just to die for. They're so good. So please.
I'm excited. Cool. All right, then we'll definitely keep posted on that one. Is that it for us this week?
I mean, I wanted to talk about briefly, there was a new trailer for Shadow of Mordor. Sam and I watched it today. It looks pretty badass. The graphics don't really look next gen, to be honest, during cinematics or cutscenes or whatever. But in gameplay, I just noticed, like, it flows so well. I mean, in the trailer, you got a little bit taste of the story of what's going on. The main character, you know, Garter of the Black Gate, his family ends up getting murdered, and he has this...
It's one of those games where you can... The trailer is done in the same engine, but the frame rate is capped, weirdly.
Yeah.
Is why the cinematics look so weird, and the game runs better than the cinematics.
It's really odd looking, yeah. But the game looks really promising. The voice acting in the trailer, from what I got, was really freaking good. And I think it's just a great concept. So I'm really excited. I'm also they released release date. It's going to be coming out in October, I think around Halloween, which I think is a good time to release it. I also think there'll be some Hobbit hype by that time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
God
yeah.
Damn, I want to see a trailer for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Got to get that wrapped up.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, that's all I had to say. So.
Sorry. I saw the trailer too. I think it's gonna be pretty sweet. Like, I'm looking forward to. I mean, the gameplay looks cool enough, and I think that the story being, you know, kind of grounded around the original story, but also, I mean, it's about Sauron, but it's not.
It's really open. Cool. They could really do whatever the fuck they want with it. So.
That's cool. That's cool, though. That's what we need. I think we don't want. I don't want any more Lord of the Rings games based on The Hobbit or The Lord of the Rings. I want them, you know, like the War of the North was going in the right direction, but the story was boring.
And the combos were boring.
Yeah, but like something like that, where it's like original type of story. That's cool. But we'll see. I mean, we'll see how that comes out. October 9th?
I believe so. Yes.
October 9th.
I'm excited. I haven't decided whether I get it on PC. It'll depend on how. Oh yes, I forgot to say.
I'll get it on PS4.
I ordered a new graphics card a couple days ago, and nice. It's becoming. So I'll finally get to crank up I mean, it's not a fantastic graphics card, but it's pretty good.
What do you mean playing?
Well, I bought Crysis 3 and then could never play it.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, and then I also have I recently picked up Batman Arkham Origins for $10 on Steam, which was a fantastic deal.
That's a good deal.
And I can run it, but it just doesn't run smooth, and I'd rather wait till I get my graphics card to play through.
I'll put that on my PC, because I'd love to see how that runs on the PC, as opposed to... The frame rate gets kind of jaunty on the PS3, so...
Yeah, it can.
Right on.
I'm more excited about Arkham Knight, that's for sure. I traded in my Arkham Origins. Let me know if any of you guys get that Mr. Freeze DLC that comes out tomorrow or whenever it comes out. If you get it, let me know how it is, because I traded in my copy. Because I traded in, like, all of my main PS3 games that aren't part of my collection to pay off Watch Dogs, which is next month.
Oh, yeah.
So excited.
And by next month, you mean May 27th, not May 7th.
May 27th, yes.
Yeah, so
really more like
it's more it's a month into it.
It's closer to 2 months.
Well, you know what, Sam? Fuck you. You get my hope. Make my hopes go down. I think that's a wrap then. If you want to send us a message, go to facebook.com/fireeverythingpodcast. Do you like the new format? Do you want us to go back to the old way? Send us a message. Maybe we'll get something free. I got free things.
We do. I have $150 worth of in-game merchandise for the following games. Oh God, let's see if I can find them.
Warface, right?
Yeah, Warface was one of them. Yeah, it was
Path of Exile, right?
Yeah, Heroes of New Earth, Path of Exile, and Warface. And I don't want to play any of those games. So for some reason,
Path of Exile, I heard, is just like a better version of Diablo.
Yeah, it's basically the Blizzard ripoff pack. So
it's like a Dota ripoff, a Diablo ripoff, and a WoW ripoff.
It's pretty funny. So I'm never gonna play any of those games. So literally, I could give you a shit ton if those are free games that you play. Please take this off my hand. So yeah,
and. A game to spark your interest until we come back to you, and I'm gonna do this every week. We have a game to spark your interest. You can check out, you know, in between podcasts. Check out the game Broforce. Look it
that
up.
That sounds yes. amazing.
Check out Broforce.
That is this week's game to spark your interest. And you can send us an email and send us a message on Facebook and tell us what you think if you try it out. Because that game,
yeah, like a Broforce, it's pretty epic.
Is that on Steam?
Yeah, it's on Steam. It'll be on PS4 soon. But yeah, we're out for this week. We'll be back in about 2 weeks. I gotta go on vacation with my family, so. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Have a good one.
Later.